found in a portion of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount. If you'll find it in Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 43. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, at verse 43. Jesus Christ is speaking. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading from his word. There was a look of real hurt in his eyes as he asked me, How can so-called Christians be so cruel and so mean? They say that they believe in a living Savior, and yet they talk and they act as if they served a raging devil. If this is what it means to be a Christian, then thanks. I'm not having any. Now perhaps this young man had overreacted. Maybe he was building way out of proportion the things that had upset him. And yet his comment caused me to do some soul searching. Is there anything really different about you and me? Is the plus factor manifested in your life and in mine? Now we need to realize that our Lord's Sermon on the Mount is addressed to kingdom men and kingdom women. The Sermon on the Mount, as you find it in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, is not an epic for the unregenerate world. The Sermon on the Mount was addressed to disciples. It is addressed to true believers. It is addressed to Christians. And our Lord never left us in doubt as to what he expected of you and me. And in the 47th verse of Matthew chapter 5, he asked the question, What do ye more than others? And you notice in the 45th verse he says, That ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven. And then again in verse 48, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now when Jesus uses the word perfect here, it does not mean absolute sinlessness, but it means full grown, complete, mature. And what Jesus is talking about is the necessity of Christians being unique. Do we bear the family resemblance? Are we like our Heavenly Father and like His Son Jesus Christ? And here in the context, he's talking about Christians being single-minded. And what he's talking about is a heart and a mind and a life that's single unto the Lord. And particularly right here, he's talking about an attitude of self-denying love and kindness towards others, even those who don't like us, even those who may be our enemies. And he sets before us the example of our Heavenly Father. He says, in common grace, our Heavenly Father pours out His blessing upon the just and the unjust. In His general providence, He sustains the lives of the rebellious, of the unbelieving, even those who hate Him. And He says, consider God's treatment of you, disciples. God's treatment of you and of me did not depend upon who we were, or what we were, or what we had done, or what we had not done. Rather, in spite of all this, The scripture says, God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. Again it says, if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. God saw us in compassion. God looked upon you and me, and he saw us as the dupes of Satan. And yet, in spite of all that, he poured out his love and his grace and his mercy upon you and me. Now, isn't it true? The natural tendency for each and every one of us is to treat people on the basis of who they are, or what they have done, or what they have not done to us. Our treatment of other people depends upon who they are and the way they treat us. Those to whom we are attracted, we treat nicely. Those who are kind and loving and generous to us, we reciprocate. But you see, a Christian is to do more than this. This is the plus factor that Jesus is talking about. He says that we're to answer their bitter words with kind words. When they heap their spiteful actions upon us, we're to reciprocate with benevolent actions. When we have been cruelly persecuted, we're to pray for the persecutors. You know that little old saying? You can talk about me all you please, but I'll talk to God about you on my knees. You do that? You have that plus factor? Is there that something more about your life and experience? But you protest, wait a minute. After all, I'm human. I've got feelings just like anybody else, true. But you see, this is where the Christian is to go way beyond all of this. You and I are to be a unique, special kind of person. Something that can't not be explained by natural inclination. This is the question that Jesus was asking. What do ye more than others? And the plus factor that he's talking about is being like our Heavenly Father and like our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's face it. There are people in our world who make no profession of belief in God, no profession of belief in his Son, Jesus Christ, but they're kind and they're generous and they're tolerant, and many times they put Christians to shame. They may even treat their enemies with a passive resistance. But you see, Jesus says that a Christian in his personal relationship is to go way beyond this. It's more than a passive or stoical attitude. You and I are summoned by our Savior to love and pray for our enemies. And as we look at them, we're to look beyond them and behind them and see that it's Satan making them do what they do. And you and I are not only to go the second mile, we're to go the tenth mile if necessary. And you and I, if need be, are to covet them for Jesus Christ. But you say, that's impossible. You're asking too much. Your standard's too high. May I remind you of something? Jesus Christ said it. And Jesus never said anything he didn't mean. And he asked, what do ye more than others? Now we need to understand that it's not a matter of saying, I'm going to emulate the Sermon on the Mount by my own strength, by my own ingenuity, by my own power, by my own capability. That's impossible. You and I cannot emulate, you and I cannot fulfill the Sermon on the Mount in our own strength, by our own flesh, by our own ability. Recall, first of all, who you are, if you're a Christian. And remember this morning that apart from the grace of God, each and every one of us is a hell-deserving sinner. And it makes no difference what your background is, what your culture, what your education, what family you come from, what may your pedigree be. The scriptures are clear that every one of us, apart from the grace of God, is a hell-deserving sinner. But because of the love and the mercy and the grace of God, you and I have been transformed. We have been spiritually reborn. And the Holy Spirit has come to take up residence in your life and in mine to enable us and empower us to do these things that are humanly impossible. You and I can't do them. But the Spirit of God who lives in the life of every believer can enable us to do them. Remember, Jesus said he was the vine, we're the branches. And he said, without me, ye can do nothing. And the only way we can act like this, the only way that we can treat other people this way, is by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ loving them in and through us. Notice what he says in verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. And the word is agape. It's the same word that you find in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It's the same word in 1 Corinthians 13. But the greatest of these is love. And agape love is not a matter of emotion. It's not a matter of taste. It's not a matter of feeling. It's a matter of the will. This is why it can be commanded. And remember what the Apostle Paul says about this kind of love in 1 Corinthians 13. He says it suffers long, that it's patient. It's kind. It's not easily provoked. It beareth all things. It endureth all things. It never faileth. Henry Ward Beecher once asked the question, when people kick you, what do they get in return? Reminds me of the story of a British Army sergeant stationed in Egypt. And he was treating his men with such a fine Christian spirit that one day the chaplain asked him how he'd become a Christian. And he said it was through the influence of a young Christian soldier. He said this young Christian soldier was the butt of all the jokes and the jeers of every other man in the barracks. And he said one night this young Christian knelt down by his bunk to pray. And he said, it so infuriated me, I took my boots and I beat him over the head. He said, the next morning when I awakened, there were my boots sitting by my bunk, all clean and shiny. And it broke my heart. And I couldn't resist any longer. And I surrendered to Christ. What do ye more than others? We're about to go to this table. This table that has the elements which represent his body broken and his blood shed. Now I ask you, be honest. Did you and I deserve this morning? Did you and I merit this? Were we worthy of this? Did we earn this? That the spotless, sinless, infinitely perfect Son of God should come down to this world and be tortured and crucified and be slain? The scripture says, God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. No, my friends, all of this means that you and I were the recipients of amazing grace and love. You know what else the Bible says? If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. What do ye more than others? What is unique about you and about me? Is the plus factor in your life and in mine? What do ye more than others? May we pray. Our Father and our God, we rejoice this morning for the manifestation of thy amazing love. We acknowledge and confess that we were undeserving, that we were dead in our trespasses and sins without God and without hope, thoroughly undone. And yet amazingly, not because of what we were or who we were, but in thine infinite love, thou didst reach down and meet us in our tremendous need. As we approach the table in these moments, grant unto us now, Father, a believing heart. Father, help us as we come to partake to remember those about us, those perhaps who have treated us unkindly, those who have not manifested love towards us. And perhaps there's resentment and ill will in our hearts. O God, by thy Spirit, deal with that as we come to partake. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.